I'd like to call the Thursday, February 10th, 2022 Huntley Village Board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Trustee Goldman.
Here.
Trustee Holtzclaw.
Present.
Trustee Kanakaris.
Yes.
Trustee Kittle.
Yes.
Trustee Leopold.
Here.
Trustee Westberg.
Here.
Mayor Hoft.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No public comments. We do have some for the petitioners. When we get to that point, we'll call you up. Item 5, consent agenda, items A through D. Is there any additions or corrections, or anybody want to remove anything?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Nico and Rhonda, roll call, please.
Trustee Kanakaris.
Yes.
Trustee Leopold.
Yes.
Trustee Kittle.
Yes.
Trustee Goldman.
Yes.
Trustee Westberg.
Aye.
Trustee Holtzclaw.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item 6A, consideration appointment of Laura Mraz to the Police Pension Board. We've had an opening on that board, and she has graciously stepped up and showed interest. So if you would like to identify yourself, there she is. If you want to say anything, you're more than welcome. If not, you're good.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Does the board have any questions or comments? I get a motion to approve the appointment.
So moved.
Second.
JR and Kurt. Roll call, please.
Trustee Westberg.
Aye.
Trustee Holtzclaw.
Aye.
Trustee Kanakaris.
Yes.
Trustee Leopold.
Yes.
Trustee Kittle.
Yes.
Trustee Goldman.
For sure.
Motion carries.
Item B. Consideration of a resolution authorizing the Village of Huntley to enter into a multi-year letter of understanding with the Huntley Park District for the use of village-owned property and for the Donald Drive fields from 2022 through 2026. Barb?
Thank you, Mayor. So before you tonight, we are asking, the Park District is asking for a continuation of a multi-year letter of understanding with the village regarding the soccer fields on Donald Drive. We've had this letter of understanding with them for several years now. And the only thing that has changed is that if necessary, the Park District would like to schedule and charge a fee to an affiliate organization, which if needed, would be the Heat United Soccer Club. And as you can see on the exhibit, if that would be the case, those would be the areas, the blue squares or blue rectangles, where the additional soccer fields would be placed. So at this time, the action requested is a motion of the Village Board approving a resolution authorizing the Village to enter into a multi-year letter of understanding with the Huntley Park District for the use of village-owned property on Donald Drive for the 22 through 26 athletic activity seasons. And Scott Crow, the executive director of the Park District, is in attendance to answer questions if you have any. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Who gets the fee? I mean, you're subleasing our property. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, correct. We do maintain it during the season, though. We mow it. We
right.
Us about fields, and we wanted to give them Tommaso, but you know, there's other use of Tommaso, and they're pretty respectful of the usage and the rotating of the usage of the fields to make sure that the game fields stay nice. So we reached out to the village at the time, and learned that that wasn't part of the agreement, so we weren't able to do it. So we don't have any pending need for this currently, but if we learn nothing from the pandemic, we need to continue to remain flexible should something unexpected happen in the future. So that's why we're making this.
So is there a fee that you're charging?
There could be, yeah.
Oh, I don't think you guys should get the fee.
I'm with you.
If they charge a fee, we should get the fee.
Or we can just leave it the way it is and it's park district only.
Right, but if they're charging somebody, we're getting the money.
Or we can just say that they can use it for park district and there's no lease. Fine. Sublease. No.
I've never seen something like this in my life. But yeah.
We have a similar agreement with the school district where we maintain their softball and baseball fields, and they allow us to rent those to affiliate organizations. And just to be clear, those organizations are majority residents.
Okay, again, if they get a fee, I want the village to get it.
What kind of fee would you charge, Scott?
We would look at kind of an hourly practice fee, and I don't know, it probably is in it's really low, maybe $30 an hour for an affiliate organization. And we haven't had to charge that fee to them. That's usually built into their fees. At the time that this happened, they weren't playing games. We charge them fees through a player for the season, so it might not be an additional fee, but I'm trying to be transparent to your board. We charge the Huntley Heat a per player fee for use of all of our fields. So it's not necessary that we charge an additional fee. And if usage of the field would be prohibitive because of an additional fee, we certainly wouldn't need to charge that. We're already maintaining the fields. We just wanted to be transparent with that.
Yeah, well, I would be for... If you use those extra fields, use them on the same way you're using the four now. Don't charge an extra fee.
Correct. And the diagram there is not to say that we have extra fields. There are already those fields in place. This is just an older picture that was available to
mm-hmm. Right.
Go down the line. Kurt, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. I've been concerned with the parking over there. If you do have all six going, is there any way to do some signage to encourage them to use that grass lot, if you will, versus, I mean, for those homes on that street, it gets pretty crowded and pretty hectic, and you got cars backing up, cars turning around, and it's a hot mess. If there's any way, and I don't know what availability is on the other side of the fields there, what is that, the east side? If there's a way to either encourage or have the teams relay that message to the families, I just think it's for safety. You got balls, you got kids walking across the street, and there's not a soul out there directing traffic or helping, and just accident waiting to happen. So if there could be some sort of signage or encouragement on that, I'd appreciate that.
Rhonda?
Your season that you're talking about would run hypothetically like from what month to what month?
Typically April through October.
Okay.
And there's usually a break in the summer from June till mid-August.
I don't mind your being there. It would be nice if we split the fees between the park district and the village, but that's my thought because you've been good neighbors with the village. The thing I'm worried about is green trees. Are you familiar with green trees?
Green trees.
That's the apartment complex on the corner as you go down Donald Drive. Okay, and it's opposite where Village Public Works has their stuff and water. Okay, I go there. I did until COVID for years, monthly. And I just want you to be cognizant of the kind of people who live there. Most of them are seniors, and a lot of them are have disabilities, okay, whether it's mental or physical. And they drive, which a lot of them shouldn't be, but they drive, okay? I just worried about that with what was brought up here about the, because I've been there and seen it, where the cars back up and the kids jump in the cars and the parents want to get out of there and get the kids out to Culver's or something, all right? I'm very concerned about that area. It's not much of an area. I'm not concerned about the homes, okay? I don't even know who lives in those homes. I did, but I'm more concerned about green trees and all of those people. That's the McHenry County Housing Authority project.
Okay.
All All right, so what I'm putting out there is, I don't know if we're going to make a decision tonight or not, but there needs to be a resolution in terms of traffic control.
I mean, okay. Has that been a concern? Because I know we've had the program
no,
there.
That was my question, Dave.
My knowledge, nothing's been brought to our attention.
We can keep with the commentary, and then we can make a decision after everybody's spoken. We got more questions. Rhonda, did you have anything else?
No, I'm through. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, that was my concern. If Dave has any information about the parking, I see it there in the summertime. It's pretty rough, stacked on the left side. I don't know if they use that driveway in on the east or not, but could sure. they? I don't know.
I think what we can do is work with the park district on two things here. So one, as been suggested, we will work with them since this is our property to sign this and make it easily identifiable that there's parking back on that east side. And then and the mayor and I were just talking at this point, let's keep the agreement the way it has been. If there's a need to utilize the fields for affiliated organizations, then the park district can come back in front of the board and move forward in that direction.
So
in addition, I agree with these fees. We're giving it to you for nothing. I know you take care of it, but you also benefit off those clubs that are going there now. And then you're collecting additional fees for the affiliate organizations. It doesn't seem right, but let's see what happens when you come up to us and tell us you got something going on.
Mary, did you have anything to add?
I second the sentiments that have been spoken. I don't need to repeat.
All right. I got a couple. Like Dave said, when him and I talked, I think that we'll leave the agreement as it sits now. The park district can use it. My children do play soccer on those fields. The park district does collect a fee for them playing soccer, and I know there's other expenses than this. So the traffic is a concern because, like I said, I'm there right in the middle of it, and I think Dave's idea, we got plenty of, we can make some signage to get them parked off to the east. They have to walk across the berm, that's fine. But some of the ways, if I lived on Donald Drive and tried to get out during the middle of a soccer on Tuesday night or whatever night it is with the little ones there, it gets a little tight. And that's my opinion. And if you want to come back, that's fine. But I'll tell you right now, there's liability with being subleased to another club, that I don't want to put the village in that position. And as far as, like I said, charging another fee on top of this when we're letting the park district use it, because we do want to be a good partner, but I don't agree with subleasing it out because you're still cutting the same amount of grass and painting the same amount of lines. So with that being the case, do we have a motion? We'll have to just have it say that if you guys want, just to keep the contract as it's been in the past instead of what's proposed. Is that how we do it, Dave?
Yeah, so our thought would be, if sounds like that's the board's direction, is to keep the letter of understanding the way it's been previously, without the affiliate organization aspect of it included. And then again, if there's a desire from the district to move forward and ask the board at a later date, then that's what they would do.
Motion to approve without the affiliate fees.
Second.
JR, Mary, roll call, please.
Trustee Westberg.
Aye.
Trustee Holtzkopf.
Aye.
Trustee Kanikaris.
Yes.
Trustee Leopold.
Yes.
Trustee Kittle.
Yes.
Trustee Goldman.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Scott. And like we said, if the need arises, you can get in touch with Dave and we can discuss it at that point. So thank you. Item C, consideration of a resolution approving and authorizing the execution of a property purchase and sale agreement with the Huntley Fire Protection District for 11808 Coral Street, former fire station number one. Dave?
Thank you, Mayor. As the Village Board is aware, we've been negotiating a purchase and sale agreement with the Huntley Fire Protection District for the 11808 Coral Street property. The intent of the purchase is to acquire the property and then, subject to the terms and condition of a separate purchase and sale agreement and a redevelopment agreement, convey a portion of that property to the developer. In this case, right now, it would be Bilateri Enterprises, or mixed-use development. I want to stress, I know we've talked about this, right? There would be no purchase by the village until such time there would be a final approval for development to take place on the property. The proposed purchase price of the property is $375,000. The village will pay $187,500 at closing and will make five annual payments of $37,500, with the first payment to be made in 2023. A motion of the board is requested for a resolution approving and authorizing an execution of a property purchase and sale agreement with the Huntley Fire Protection District for 11808 Coral Street, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Nico and Rhonda. Roll call, please.
Trustee Kanikaris?
Yes.
Trustee Leopold?
Yes.
Trustee Kittle?
Yes.
Trustee Goldman?
Yes.
Trustee Westberg?
Aye.
Trustee Holzkopf?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item D, consideration resolution regarding potential disposition of property within the Huntley Downtown TIF District and inviting submission of alternate bids and proposals for 11808 Coral Street. Dave?
Thank you, Mayor. As we previously stated, subject to the village's acquisition of fee title for the fire district property at 11808 Coral Street, the village intends to sell a portion of that property to a developer. The property has been for sale by the fire district since they relocated their station to 1118 Main Street back in 2020. As you know, we've been negotiating with Bilateri for a redevelopment agreement. That agreement includes the potential for TIF assistance consistent with the Tax Increment Allocation Redevelopment Act, the state statute. The village is required to notice other interested parties, if any, of the opportunity to submit alternative proposals or bids for the purchase and redevelopment of the property. The deadline for submission of the alternate proposals would be February 24th. At this point, a motion is requested the board to approve a resolution regarding potential disposition of property within the Huntley Downtown TIF District and inviting submissions of alternative bids and proposals at 11808 Coral Street. We'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or comments? I have a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Rhonda and Kurt. Roll call, please.
Trustee Goldman?
Yes.
Trustee Westberg?
Aye.
Trustee Holzkopf?
Aye.
Trustee Kanikaris?
Yes.
Trustee Leopold?
Yes.
Trustee Kittle?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Item E, this is just purely conceptual review. Redevelopment of the former fire station one property at 11808 Coral Street for a restaurant and apartments, and a resolution authorizing continued negotiation of a redevelopment agreement with Bilateri Enterprises LLC. Dave?
Thank you, Mayor. While I await the mouse to be delivered, I just want to obviously make some introductions before we begin our presentation. So the mayor and I talked, and the intent tonight would be a staff presentation, and then we'll turn it over to Mr. Bilateri, who's here tonight with his development team. Includes Mr. Dan Hart, owner and operator of DC Cobbs. John Curtis and Larry Fahrenkopf are also here representing the petitioner tonight. So as the mayor stated, this is the concept and courtesy review of the proposed redevelopment of the fire station on number one site at 11808 Coral Street. You know, we begin obviously with our strategic plan, and one of the strategic focus areas is a strong local economy. At the very end of that statement, right, the village will continue to promote reinvestment in the downtown, strengthening its role as the heart of the community. And this is what we've worked for, right? Over the last 7 years, we've created a very vibrant downtown, and we see it year in and year out. This comes directly from our 2010 downtown plan. So back in 2010, we adopted a revitalization plan that included key development opportunities in the downtown, and the fire district property is one of those. Right out of that plan, the language states the fire protection district should be relocated to a more appropriate location in the village or incorporated as a part of a mixed-use development in the core of the downtown. That plan emphasized the promotion of mixed-use buildings with retail, dining, and entertainment uses located on the ground floor and offices or residential units on upper floors. You know, to the left, what is a downtown? And I think we've created this. A downtown is typically the symbolic heart of a community. Successful downtowns are vibrant, active, pedestrian-oriented places that contain a significant amount of activity, integrated land uses, and strong street-level connectivity. Successful downtowns depend on cooperation between property owners, tenants, and their users to meet the public's desires. And again, I think we're well on our way over the course of the last 12 years of putting this plan in place. I know the board is aware of this, but as a reminder, right, pre-revitalization efforts, pre-2015, we've spent about $6.9 million in the downtown, and this is where we were pre-revitalization. Each and every year, we ask our residents many questions, and one of the questions we ask is how they feel about our downtown. Since 2016, 90% of our residents have ranked the appearance of the downtown as excellent or good in all annual surveys from 2016 through 2021. This is our downtown today. As we worked our way from Route 47 into the heart of the downtown, right, just a reminder of where we were a decade ago. This is the Route 47 widening project, right, some before and after at the northwest corner, as well as the southwest corner of Route 47 in Main. At the southeast corner of 47 in Main, we've transformed that corner as well. And then we started to make our way into the heart of the downtown. The first project was a project that Mr. Bilateri brought forward, and that was for the redevelopment of the Sawyer Kelly Mill property. The before and after pictures, I think, speak volumes of, obviously, the modifications that have made to the downtown. From there, we moved to the Barbecue King redevelopment and had multiple partners in making that project a reality, which brings us to the proposed redevelopment of the fire station. Per your direction, we began discussions with Mr. Bilateri and his development team for a redevelopment agreement to accommodate the redevelopment of the property for commercial and residential uses. The current proposal includes the renovation and reuse of the existing building for a restaurant with outdoor seating in the area adjacent to Coral Street and the addition of three floors of apartment units that would have the unit count that follows: two studio apartments, 9 one-bedroom apartments, and 7 two-bedroom units for a total of 18 units. This is the rendering and view from Coral Street looking to the north. And all four sides of the building are shown on this building elevation. The south side that we were just looking at is on the upper right side of the slide. The north elevation, which would be visible from Route 47, southbound Route 47 traffic in the neighborhood to the north, is shown here on the bottom right corner of the slide. The west elevation, which would be visible as you drive into the downtown, is at the upper left. And the bottom left, the proposed east elevation, which obviously would be somewhat blocked by the existing building that's just to the east of the proposed redevelopment project. We asked the petitioner to include a building height comparison to give the board an idea what the scale of this property would look like compared to the rest of the buildings on Coral Street. The bottom of the slide shows the proposed four-story building, which is approximately 50 feet in height. To put that in perspective, Sal's across the street is a little over 36 feet. You can see the building immediately to the east of the proposed redevelopment is about half that height, about 25 feet. As I've referenced, three additional stories, creating a four-story building at its highest point is approximately 50 feet. The building's existing brick would be maintained, and two overhead doors would be added to the south elevation facing Coral Street. The upper three stories would include a combination of face brick to match the existing building, and an LP smart siding type of product would be included. I believe the petitioner has samples of the building materials that I know that they'd be happy to share with you this evening. Each of the apartments would include a balcony located on either the north or south elevations of the building. Access to the apartment would be provided. Access to the apartments would be provided on the west side of the building. The apartment units inside internally would include upgraded features such as stainless steel appliances, granite or quartz countertops, and in-unit washers and dryers. The anticipated monthly rent is expected to range between $1,200 to $1,600 per month. As we mentioned in our introductions, we've been actively in discussions with Mr. Dan Hart since the fall to incorporate a DC Cobbs into the bottom approximately 5,000 square feet of the existing structure. As a part of that, they propose an outdoor patio. You can see what a rendering of that looks like on this slide. Two overhead doors would be added to the south elevation facing Coral, providing access to the restaurant's outdoor patio. The proposed patio would include the use of a retractable roof structure similar to the one at DC Cobbs and McHenry, which will allow the patio to be enclosed to allow use of the patio throughout the cooler months of the year. Again, the restaurant entrance would be located on the south elevation facing Coral. This next slide shows the parking, proposed parking on the site. Right now, we're looking at a total of 41 parking spaces between the existing parking on the north side of the fire district site. And as we've shown in our capital improvement plan since 2020, the addition of parking to the east of the fire district site. So a total of 41 parking stalls. The parking stalls that are currently shown on the fire district, fire station property would primarily be set aside for the residents of the apartment project itself. Those stalls are proposed to be 9 feet wide as they currently are, or close to that. The stalls to the east where the new construction would take place for the primarily public parking would be 10 feet wide. We'll work our way from south to north then. Currently, the apron in front of what would be the patio for DC Cobbs is proposed for a restaurant drop-off or similar uses, so that would be reconfigured. Parking or traffic would move one way to the north. And this would be the hatched-out area. The 13-foot foot drive here would be one way and would be the responsibility of the developer. There also would be a 5-foot sidewalk here just adjacent to the drive aisle. You can see the proposed dumpster enclosure up in the northwest corner of the site. The drive aisles would be 24 feet wide. Again, you can see the overall layout is similar to the parking that we've constructed in the past, particularly just immediately to the east for the Legion and Barbecue King project. And that's really been the intent. As we look to build this parking field is to tie it in basically from the church to the east all the way across Church Street, Woodstock Street, to this proposed parking. We've had a chance to meet with the neighboring property owner to the north. This offset in the parking does two things. It allows us to create a greater buffer between the parking and the home to the north, as well as it allows us to keep the crosswalk, existing crosswalk and light pole in place. When we met with the property owners had expressed a desire to have an 8-foot tall wooden fence along the entire north property line, and that's what is included here on the draft site plan or the concept plan. I think I've hit the majority of this, so I won't go through that again. We'll elaborate a little bit more. We just received this this afternoon in terms of the landscaping. Obviously, we're still reviewing it, but this would just give the board an idea of how dense we would propose to plant the landscaping on the north side. We also propose landscaping, obviously, on the south side. I'd also like to note that we've met with the property owner to the south side and have discussed the possibility of widening the drive for the truck access that is on the north side of the post office building, and that is incorporated and shown on this draft plan as we look at it this evening. Just wanted to revisit parking in and around this property and in the downtown. So pre-revitalization, pre-2015, approximately 185 total on and off street parking spaces in the downtown. Since that time, we have increased the total number of parking in the downtown by approximately 65%, where there are a total of 309 spaces currently in the downtown. And those parking lots are shown in green. And what we've also done on this exhibit is to give you an idea of how far of a walk it would be from any of the existing parking lots. So at this point, the farthest walk would be from the First Congregational Church parking lot, which is approximately 700 feet away from the proposed restaurant. The farthest spot, and we've had discussions obviously with the owner of the Mill Street lot here on the south side of Mill Street, Country Delight, that's about a quarter mile, so over 1,200 feet. And in the downtown setting, that's probably not that far, right? So there are hundreds of spaces currently, and what we propose and show in red here is an increase in our total parking in the downtown area for an additional 231 parking spaces, bringing the total parking both on and off site to 540 total spaces. So if we look at the numbers, pre-revitalization, we had 185 parking spaces in the downtown. Today, 309, which was a 67% increase. The proposed additional 231 spaces is then a 75% increase over what we have today for that total of 540. The overall increase since we started our revitalization is almost 300%, right? So we've gone from 185 parking spaces in the downtown to 540, just again to put in perspective as to the investment that we've made in parking, and know that parking is a commodity and it's important for the success of all businesses. But I think it's clear that we've obviously done, in my mind, a good job of adding significant parking in the heart of the community. So as we conclude here, we'll talk a little bit about the financial impact. The estimated value of the project is approximately $5 million. The estimated tax increment to be generated as a part of the project is about $1.3 million through the end of the TIF in 2036. Per the proposed redevelopment agreement, at least 60% of the incremental property tax revenue generated by the project would be retained by the village's TIF fund. And up to 40% of the increment would be used to reimburse TIF-eligible developer expenses until such time as the developer has received an amount of $386,000. The village then would expect to receive 100% of the incremental tax revenue beginning in 2032. $150,000 of eligible expenses related to the build-out of the restaurant space would be reimbursed to the developer as a part of the proposed redevelopment agreement. As the board is aware, the property is currently tax-exempt and generates no property tax revenue. In addition to the property tax revenue, the restaurant will generate sales tax and video gaming revenue. The future meeting schedules right now for the project would be on Monday. The Plan Commission would review, just as you are tonight, a concept. The public hearing in front of the Plan Commission is scheduled for February 28th. And then Thursday, March 10th, is the targeted date to be back in front of the board for final consideration. It's subject to, obviously, the decisions and recommendations from the Plan Commission. So after the developer's presentation and discussion, ultimately the request of the board this evening is a motion to continue redevelopment negotiations for a redevelopment agreement with Bilateri Enterprises, LLC. With that, I'd like to introduce Mr. Joe Bilateri to come on up and address the board and answer any questions or provide some additional details.
Hello, good evening. Thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. To have the opportunity. We've been working on that location for two, 3 years now, talking to the fire department, trying to stay on top of things, working with the council. So we're very excited about to bring the project in. On a selfish part, I'll be living on the top floor. You can see two people standing up there. So I've, you know, it's a great location for me. I'm looking forward to the activity in the downtown. We certainly are, as Dave explained and gone through the finishes, our concept has always been to have the same luxury as all the other 300 units, apartment buildings, which they charge extra for. What we, our concept has always been, we don't have the workout room, the party room, the pool. So our rents are still cheaper. They may sound expensive, but they're still cheaper. Plus, but the interior, and the other thing that we do offer is an elevator building. So that, one of the reasons behind that, we just finished one in Woodstock, the same thing. We're able to get older folks in the building, including myself. There's no way I'd ever walk up those stairs. So by opening it up with the elevator, it does allow us quite a mixed use of people or and tenants as we do in some of our other buildings. So we're just excited to get it going. I mean, we've done a lot here so far, and hopefully this will work out great, and we'll have the opportunity maybe to look at some other things in the future.
Does the board have questions?
I got a couple.
Go ahead, Nico.
First of all, the fence, who's doing the fence next to the parking lot? Is this
us? Yes.
Okay, so we could talk about wood or?
Yeah, we talked about that with the neighboring property owner. They preferred wood, but we did talk about a potential for a composite type
right.
of fence.
Yep. I would prefer composite. The wood after a year is just terrible. So for Bill, military here, the rooftop units, are they all on the roof, nothing on the sides of the buildings, hanging off angle irons, air conditioners?
Oh, no, the air conditioners will be on the roof.
Okay, and then Dan's exhaust?
On the roof.
Yep.
It's all going up four stories?
Right.
For sure.
100%.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Whoever's hands, can we?
Yeah, let me also add one more thing that we discussed. We're going to be also the side of the building where the people can enter or they can walk around to Dan's spot or come in. We're going to put our own fence there, trying to match the city's fences.
The iron one, right? Aluminum?
Yeah, so that way there's people are kind of like what we did over here on 47. You know, it's so close, we want to make sure nobody slips off. So we're going to add a fence, and that was a great suggestion by your group.
It'll look good. I like it.
Me too.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Anything else? Harry, Kurt? Harry?
I'm just looking forward to the redevelopment of the building and getting another restaurant in town.
We're going to have a good one.
Yeah, I'll just echo. I appreciate it. I think it's a great use for the space, and I think the apartments are needed in a downtown setting, and you know, you're doing it the right way, so appreciate that.
Thank you.
JR?
Yeah, can we go to the parking lot itself? Is there a reason why we made it curve like that?
Yeah, the offset is for two reasons. One, to provide additional buffering for the property owner to the north, as we show on the landscape plan. And then the other part is to be able to hold this crosswalk. So this crosswalk is currently located there to save that expense as well as a relocation of a light pole. So it's primarily to provide that additional buffer to the north. And again, it doesn't change the number of spaces, but it just gives us that buffer from the neighborhood.
And then that driveway for the trucks getting into the post office, we're widening that up 5 feet.
That's what's proposed. Yes,
removing that pole that's over there they knock down all the time.
Yeah, we've talked about that with Laura and Ken, but yes, that would be the intent, is to stop those incidents from occurring.
And then this green space behind that existing apartment behind the post office, what is that? That's just for those residents, those renters?
Yeah, that's a great question. So so the building to the east right now, I know I've talked to the owner as well as Joe has. I believe he's in attendance tonight. But, you know, we've talked about the possibility of including the freezer out here for the restaurant.
So we're going to fence that off as well so they don't see that
reefer?
That's correct.
So we'd fence and landscape that. That's proposed. The village would do that to keep it consistent with the parking lot. And then I know Joe has talked to Dan, the owner, about the possibility of extending the sidewalk for his residents of the apartments out to the proposed parking lot.
Okay.
Sorry. Went the wrong way.
Getting dizzy.
Right.
Okay. So that space currently is for those renters?
It's their backyard currently.
It's their backyard?
Right. Yeah, we've already negotiated something.
Dogs go back there,
so.
Yep. Whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rhonda?
I hope we get more parking. I know we're planning on it, so.
Okay. I know this is like a corny thing to ask, but do you have like a name? You know how everybody identifies where they live by a name, something clever?
What did I do?
Based upon the history of being that it was a fire station?
The street name for it is Huntley Firehouse.
That's what you're going to call it? The Huntley Firehouse?
Why not?
You don't like it?
No.
Pick one.
I think it's misleading.
Call it Rhonda's.
No.
Right now we're doing a name so we get an LLC going. And then the LLC, we feed the money into to start paying all the bills we're already incurred.
Okay, because something clever, I hope.
I'm open for suggestions.
Okay, I'll have them.
Anything else, Rhonda?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Mary?
Do you have a separate trash enclosure for your residence versus for the restaurant, or is it all going to be in that same enclosure?
It's one, but we did go through quite conversations with the engineers to determine how much garbage is generated, so that's been made to fit enough dumpsters in there for the apartments and for Dan, and if it gets busier, it just requires more pickups.
So what is that space there? How many can you fit in? What size dumpsters?
16. There'll be 3 2.5-yard dumpsters. We're anticipating that it would probably require every 48-hour pickup to start.
Okay. And that's for all the dumpsters, not just for the restaurant one?
Correct.
And are there pets allowed in the apartments? Is it pet-friendly? Dogs? No cats?
No. Yeah, cats I've just had too many problems with. So dogs up to 40 pounds.
One dog per apartment?
Yes. Unless it's mine, maybe two.
Will you be accepting subsidized rent checks?
We do accept subsidized, but they have to meet our rent. So if we're asking $12.50, if there's vouchers, $12.50, or if there's they're allowed to pay the difference, we'll do it. We won't turn anybody away. But if their voucher is not enough to cover the rent, it's a market rate building. Mm-hmm. But we have other buildings where we have like 3 or 4 people in them, but no problems.
So they will not be discriminated against if they have a voucher but can meet rent?
As long as it can meet the rent. No. Beautiful. No. Honestly, the people that we've done that with before have been delightful. They're fine. They're usually seniors. So we've had no problems in East Dundee, and we've got quite a few apartments there.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I got one more question.
Go ahead.
What do we do about the semi-deliveries and all that? Is it? Are they pulling in this parking lot along the side, or are they going to be able to turn? Every beer truck's 50 feet long or 60. I mean, is it going to make it, or is it going to be parking in the street? I mean, where's that going?
Right now, just looking at it, Burke Engineering did the drawing for the parking lot. So I do not have the turning radius specifications. Right now, I know it would meet fire as far as ingress and egress. Size of those and if the radiuses are sufficient to meet those. So it may be a possibility that there are some deliveries from the front.
I'm just bringing it up because I know it's going to be a big problem there.
That's a good question.
Well, I would imagine that the deliveries are going to occur up front. I mean, right, with the parking in the back, and I'm guessing.
I mean, I don't see a semi-turning.
Right.
Where the restaurant drop-off is, that almost
gets factored in. Yeah, I think that's safe to say that that's where that's going to occur.
Anybody else? I got a question probably for Dan. We were Dave and I took a little field trip today to Woodstock, or to McHenry. And I like the outdoor, is going to be similar here to that, correct? Okay. The only question I had, and I don't need an answer right now, just food for thought, is Larry and Joe and John have done a nice job with, I like the red on their doors, on the garage doors that they've got that will be part of your space. On the outside, where it's going to be the Four Seasons room, I would call it, if we could do some red around those trim, where I noticed there was like three panels, to make that match what the garage doors would look like, just maybe if we even had a rendering before we did it to take a look what that could look like, because I just don't want to hide what we did with the red on the doors for that accent by doing all black out front, if that'd be considered.
I'm open to it. I have to check with the manufacturer.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so that was my only comment after, and that's the whole reason Dave and I went to McHenry Day, because we knew it was going to be similar, and I really liked what you did up there with, like I said, it's going to be Four Seasons, and I think it'll be nice. So all of our questions have been good. Everything I've heard working with you, Joe, and staff has been a positive, so...
I just want to note real quick, Mayor, that we did send a courtesy notice out well beyond the 250 feet required in our ordinance to over 30 property owners prior to this evening's meeting.
Now, if it's okay, I'd like to have Dan come up, kind of give a little bit of what he'll be doing there, and then you can ask Dan questions from there. I won't be around for the rest of the meetings. I'll be out of town. So I just want to thank you all now for your consideration, and I look forward to moving here.
Hey guys, Dan Hart with DC Cobbs. We currently have locations in Woodstock, McHenry, and East Dundee. Joe came to me with this project a while back. We've been working through the details. We estimate we'll create around 75 jobs. So I'm open to any questions you guys have.
Everybody looks good.
Looking forward to it.
You answered mine, thank you.
Hurry up and build it.
All right.
So looking for approval of the resolution to continue.
We need a motion?
Right, we're looking for the resolution to continue.
Okay, I got you.
Need a motion?
Yes, please.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Nico and Harry. Roll call, please.
Trustee Kanikaris?
Yes.
Trustee Leopold?
Yes.
Trustee Kittle?
Yes.
Trustee Goldman?
Yes.
Trustee Westberg?
Aye.
Trustee Holzkopf?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item F, consideration of resolution authorizing staff to distribute a request for proposals for retail market analysis and recruitment plan. Lisa?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, as you may recall, the board approved the 2022 Economic Development Work Plan at our last board meeting. And one of those action items was to seek proposals for retail sector analysis and recruitment services. As discussed, a draft request for proposals has been prepared for Village Board approval prior to distribution. As stated in the RFP, the work to be performed includes conducting a site assessment of the Village's market trade area and profiling customer buying habits, lifestyle characteristics, and media habits. The results of the assessment will be used to guide decisions and use of resources to grow the village's retail sector and to shape goals for the recruitment of new retail businesses. Costs for the study would be funded through the economic development line item. So the action requested this evening is a motion of the board for a resolution authorizing staff to distribute a request for proposals for retail market analysis and recruitment services. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to address.
Any questions, Lisa?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Harry? Mary, second. Roll call, please.
Trustee Leopold?
Yes.
Trustee Kittle?
Yes.
Trustee Goldman?
Yes.
Trustee Westberg?
Aye.
Trustee Holzkopf?
Aye.
Trustee Kanikaris?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item G, consideration of a resolution waiving the formal bidding process and approving the purchase of holiday wreaths from Holiday Outdoor Decor, formerly Temple Outdoor Display, for downtown light poles. Barb?
Good
Thank you, Mayor. Since 2007, we had, you may recall, we had our beautiful fleur-de-lis lights for the holidays on some of the downtown light poles, decorative light poles. Those are not working very well right now, and they haven't for a couple years. So we had purchased some wreaths a couple years ago, and at this point, since the fleur-de-lis are no longer used on any of the poles, we would like to now replace all the poles with these, a continuation of these wreaths that we purchased a couple years ago. So tonight, before asking about the motion, and one of our future requests to get rid of property, we will sell those remaining fleur-de-lis. So what the action requested tonight is a motion of the Village Board approving a resolution waiving the formal bidding process and approving the purchase of holiday wreaths from Holiday Outdoor Decor, which was formerly Temple Outdoor Display for the downtown light poles. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, comments from the board? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Harry, JR. Roll call, please.
Trustee Leopold?
Yes.
Trustee Kittle?
Yes.
Trustee Goldman?
Yes.
Trustee Westberg?
Aye.
Trustee Holzkopf?
Aye.
Trustee Kanikaris?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Item 7, Village Attorney's Report. Anybody got questions of council? Seeing none. Village Manager's Report.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions to Dave? Village President's Report. We've got McCog coming up on Wednesday, February 23rd at the Dole Mansion in Crystal Lake. Crystal Lake's hosting. Starts at 5:30. If you'd like to go, get in touch with Barb, please. And if you could do it the week before so we can RSVP and be a good neighbor, that'd be wonderful. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Any unfinished business? Any new business? No exec? No closed session? Looking for a motion to close.
So moved.
JR, second?
Second.
Harry? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.